Seizure Solutions inside the Northwestern Medicine First Seizure Clinic. Today on Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. I'm Melanie Cole, and we have a panel for you today with two Northwestern Medicine physicians, Dr. Cody L. Nathan. He's an assistant professor of neurology, and Dr. Stephen Van Herentz. He's an associate professor of neurology and medical education. Doctors, thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Nathan, I'd like to start with you. Please discuss the challenges faced by both patients and healthcare providers when dealing with first-time seizures.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us today. So I think from a patient perspective, this can be a very overwhelming thing to have a first-time seizure of life, or to have a first-time event that's concerning possibly for seizure. And so a lot of the patient challenge comes down to counseling the patient and talking them through it and trying to ensure that we can come up with a good solution to try to prevent these events from happening in the future. For providers, whenever I see the patients in clinic, really the question is, was this a seizure or not a seizure? And that's because it really takes us down different pathways in terms of both our diagnostic workup, but also the treatment that we do. Especially when these patients present to the emergency room, one of the most challenging parts is the time it can take to get a really extensive history from these patients. It requires oftentimes nuanced questions to find out, was this a seizure or not? It can also take time in order to figure out maybe they've actually had seizures in the past that they weren't aware were actually seizures. A lot of times when people think of seizures, they think of the big tonic-clonic seizures or the grand mal seizures. That's what they've seen in Hollywood, on the movies, things like that. But seizures can be a lot more subtle and nuanced than that. And people can have seizures where they don't actually lose awareness, but just feel a subjective sensation. And they may not offer that initially in a history when they're coming in with their first time convulsions, so to speak. And so taking the time to get a very detailed history is the critical part of this. And it can also be a limiting factor in terms of being in the emergency room.
Dr. Van Herentz, can you provide a quick overview of the Northwestern Medicine First Seizure Clinic and how the new clinic aims to resolve some of the issues that Dr. Nathan just described?
Of course, and thank you for having me as well. I think historically, I'll take you back to during the pandemic when we started this clinic back in 2020. And this really stemmed off patient perspective and patient quality, where after a first-time seizure, the patient is honestly scared. And they oftentimes either go to their primary care physician or more oftenly end up in the emergency room. And with the national shortage of neurologists and particularly epilepsy specialists, when then told to call to make a follow-up appointment, being told 3 to 6 months for an appointment when they're scared, it was just honestly too long. And then they really have no one to talk to. And what can often then happen is a subsequent seizure, and then they end up back in the emergency room again. So we recognize this as a problem, but we also recognize that there's not enough neurologists. So we realized we needed a more streamlined process to get these patients in who really have no one. Because there's lots of patients that we also see for second opinions or things, but they have someone that they can still go to in the meantime. So this clinic was essentially created from that idea. And we wanted to make it so that these patients could also get their kind of standardized testing at the same time. One of those tests being an EEG, looking at their brain waves and seeing their risk for an underlying epilepsy. And so they would get an EEG, and then they could get their blood work if needed, and a clinic appointment all in the same day. And so it expedited all the workup and things that they needed so they could get answers and potentially treatment sooner than later.
Dr. Nathan, as Dr. Van Herentz just said, it's a very comprehensive approach. Can you tell us a little bit about the multidisciplinary approach that's used at your clinic, why that's so important for these patients?
Absolutely. Having a first-time seizure, again, can be very distressing. And it all really comes down to, again, figuring out whether or not this was a seizure or not. And oftentimes, we'll rely on ancillary testing in order to assess somebody's risk for subsequent seizure. And so having this multidisciplinary approach where it starts right in the emergency room with them evaluating and deciding whether or not this is an appropriate patient for our clinic. It then comes down to the schedulers and making sure that we can get the patients appropriately scheduled within a rapid time frame. And then having, you know, a designated epileptologist to take a thorough history, it is critical to the diagnosis ultimately. by having that information, especially the routine EEG on the same day that we're actually seeing the patient, knowing that that data has been evaluated and interpreted and having it available for us to interpret personally as well, can be monumental in terms of making the diagnosis. You know, a quarter or so of patients may have an abnormal routine EEG essentially, and just seeing that information alone can help us decide whether they have a diagnosis of epilepsy, or it may tell us that there's something abnormal that's going on in the brain that may warrant additional ancillary testing, like a longer-term EEG, or even a stay in the epilepsy monitoring unit. So having that on the same day is critical. Additionally, sometimes patients will already come with some sort of head imaging, whether that's a CT scan in the emergency room, or sometimes an MRI of the brain from outside providers or in the emergency room. And again, having access to that information can also be critical to discern somebody's underlying risk of epilepsy and subsequent seizures. And then ultimately using those decisions to create a model where we have rapid testing that may follow up if needed, and then expedited outpatient follow-up, whether that be with ourselves or with one of the advanced practice providers if needed. It really takes a whole team approach, and it takes a very organized model of expedited testing and history to make sure that we can get patients a timely diagnosis and decide on treatment.
And I would just add on to that too. We're lucky we're in a system with such wide-ranging expert care. Because even though the clinic is designed for first-time seizures, as Dr. Nathan was saying, that there is a complexity, and sometimes we find that they're not seizures, and maybe they actually have a cardiac underlying etiology and need to actually see a cardiologist, or that we find that it's an autonomic issue and their blood pressure is dropping, and then they're actually fainting. And so taking this piece and getting the testing that they need, sometimes we're ruling out epilepsy and getting them on the right path as well. So it is a multidisciplinary approach, but I think the real uniqueness of the clinic is really just getting that workup expedited so that they start getting answers.
Thank you both. And Dr. Van Herens, as you're both telling us about the unique approach that the clinic brings to diagnosing and treating seizure patients, what are some of the most promising and exciting novel treatments for seizures and epilepsy that have emerged in recent years? Please discuss diet, medical intervention, anything that you'd like that you really feel is exciting right now.
Well, there's a lot that's very exciting. For a first-time seizure, we often aren't pulling these things out of our bag, if you will, but sometimes we do. Sometimes, for instance, we'll see first-time seizures in an add-on clinic I had just this January, and the patient ended up having an autoimmune encephalitis. And so I have initiated immunotherapy for that patient's seizures, but I don't want to start thinking that that is a common case. But yes, we do have a diet clinic here at Northwestern as well, which is very beneficial to certain patients, especially those with certain genetic etiologies. And we do have genetic testing available. We have a comprehensive epilepsy genetics clinic as well. And we also do surgery and neuromodulation. But I would like to think of this clinic more as like the initial kind of triage. Was it a seizure? Did they have recurrent seizures? Do they have epilepsy? And then determining, is it going to be medically refractory, and potentially sending them in the direction that they need to go.
Dr. Nathan, do you have any success stories or patient outcomes that you'd like to share?
So many. I can think of a patient in particular who came to the clinic. It was a first seizure evaluation. She had had a first-time convulsion, which was very distressing to the patient as well as the family. And in taking a more thorough and nuanced history, it turned out that the patient was having episodes of recurrent deja vu and feelings of panic that for many, many years of her life had been diagnosed as an underlying psychiatric condition, was treated with anti-anxiety medications, but the symptoms were refractory. And as it turned out, these were actually very small focal seizures that were happening throughout her life and then ultimately culminated with a convulsion. And upon revealing that to the patient, I was initially thinking it'd be met with a lot of distress or feeling upset and having gone undiagnosed for many years, but actually it was met with a great sense of relief in just understanding and validation for the fact that all these feelings that the patient had, again, these were subjective. If you were to look at the patient, there was no motor symptoms or other features that you might say this person's having a seizure, but were incredibly distressing. And so for that patient to feel validated, knowing that, yes, these were very much symptoms that were out of their control and ultimately could be treated with anti-seizure medication, she was overwhelmed with a feeling of relief, which is not something you'd expect in telling someone they have a diagnosis of epilepsy. But that feeling of validation and also the ability to counsel them, which is really my favorite part of the clinic, is establishing the rapport and knowing that we're going to establish a long-term relationship to ensure that we can come to the most appropriate treatment plan to help reduce their risk of seizures, counsel them on seizure safety, counsel them to let them know when they can reach out, you know, if they're having these symptoms again, and the tests that we're going to be able to do. It provides people with a great sense of relief. And so I find that the most rewarding.
Dr. Van Herens, do you have any patient success stories or outcomes that you'd like to share?
Oh, of course. There's been a lot. And some aren't always necessarily like happy findings, but sometimes just catching things early. I'll think of when we first started the clinic, one of the earlier patients, really within the first 2 months, we did find a brain tumor that she had. But she subsequently had it resected. You know, it's very early and she has not had any further growth and remains seizure free. So it ended up being a very good outcome. But the initial consultation was pretty devastating for her. That's the thing with the expediting of the clinic and getting these results early, you can make a very impactful change. But as Dr. Nathan was bringing up too, definitely have seen patients who thought that they just had fainting and maybe they just were clumsy with jerks and dropping things. And then you get that EEG and they've had epilepsy really their whole life, and getting them that diagnosis, putting them on treatment and getting their life back to normal so they can live a normal, happy life. It's very rewarding.
Thank you both for sharing those with us. And Dr. Nathan, how do you envision the future growth and development of the clinic?
I'm very interested in quality improvement, and I'm grateful that Dr. Van Herens brought me along in order to take part in this clinic, because I think the key to this clinic is structure. And in terms of growth and development, it's seeing how we can roll this out, not just at our downtown Chicago location, but to other regional hospitals. And I think it comes down to this structure where we're able to have a very regimented style of referrals, as well as same-day EEG and expedited evaluation by an epileptologist. And so I think by using this model and making it reproducible so that other regional hospitals are able to take this model and institute that as well, it's just going to allow for more care in sort of a wider net of patients where we can see there's a huge demand for this patient population. When we looked back at some of the numbers of patients from 2021 to 2022, around the time that it was first established, we found that the show rate of this clinic was nearly 90%. And we do this clinic on one half day a week with four spots in each clinic day. And you can imagine that with such a high show rate, there's clearly a demand for this. And it's not just here at the downtown location, it's other locations. I've had people travel over an hour and a half, 2 hours just to be seen in this clinic because they're that desperate to be evaluated quickly and by an expert. And so if there's a way that we can cut down on that travel time for patients and create a bigger catch-all, I really think that that's an opportunity for growth.
Dr. Van Herens, as a final thought, what advice would you give to other hospitals and health systems managing first-time seizure patients, and what would you like them to know about the Northwestern Medicine First Seizure Clinic?
Ultimately, when this was started, just building on to what Dr. Nathan said, it was never meant to be an isolated clinic. We always meant to expand it into the community. Because when we talk about physician shortage, neurologist shortage, we're in a downtown urban area. As you move out, that shortage becomes exponentially higher. And so I would say to those hospitals to use this kind of regimented, structured model that expedites things quickly. And what I think will be in future directions is, especially in areas where there really just isn't a neurologist, to start utilizing more. With the pandemic, we've become a lot more comfortable using video. So seeing integration of telemedicine as well into some communities who really have maybe no neurologists on hand at all, and getting an epilepsy specialist's opinion early, I think would just be really monumental for helping those patients in those communities.
Thank you both so much for joining us today. And to refer your patient or for more information, please visit our website at breakthroughsforphysicians.nm.org/neuro to get connected with one of our providers. That concludes today's episode of Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.